This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we have the privilege of welcoming Ben Bowles, as I said, to come up here and give his faith story for us. I'm excited to hear him share as he teaches our Sunday school class every week, and he's had a long and distinguished life in the military and serving here in the church and around the world. Please welcome Ben this morning.
So which one of these you want me to get behind, Josh?
Wherever you want to
sit. I got wired, I think. We hope it works. Hope you can serve us this morning. Coming to have a little bit of everything. I'm watching for the dancing girls. They ought to be coming up here after I get through, I guess. But it's my honor to be here. I'd like to say a couple of things before I get started. First of all, visually. I find as I get more retired, mature, that gets more difficult. So bear with me today, and some of the things that I will share with you get to me a little bit. I was born in Lufkin, Texas. I'm a native Texan. I'm not a transplant, okay, preacher? That's what you get. That's what you get for letting me know you too well.
Can you step behind the pulpit? They're having trouble.
Are they having problems?
Yeah.
All right. I was born in Lufkin, Texas. Raised in Nacogdoches, Texas. That's the oldest town in Texas. For those of you who are not from Texas, okay. I was the oldest of eight children. My parents were divorced when I was 4 years old, and there were two and one on the way when they divorced. My mother remarried after about 6 years later, and they added an additional five. So there were eight kids in our family. And I could go back and tell you a lot of things about that too, but I won't, okay? Eight kids in one bedroom house gets kind of tight. Some of you been there, done that. I was raised in the church. And by that I simply mean that after my mother and my stepdad were married, we became very active and very involved in Nacogdoches Missionary Baptist Church. Yeah, I'm a Baptist. I come from that background. Anyway, we had the privilege, God blessed us in being one of the founding families of Nacogdoches Missionary Baptist Church. And obviously with eight kids and two adults, 10, that's a pretty good start on a congregation. And then our pastor that we had at that time, who came and organized that church, he had three more, plus his wife. And then there was a family that lived up the street from us. Their names were the Pennies. And the Pennies came in terms of six more. So it was pretty much an instant church. Okay? We had a lot of fun. And I think that's probably what caused me or to follow in the footsteps that I followed. Because our pastor was always there to make sure that we had something to do. And Sunday school was a big thing. Not only for the kids, but for the adults as well. Because it was through Sunday school that we learn more about our Lord and Savior. Yeah, preachers preach good sermons. But when you get down to it, Sunday school is where you really learn about what those scriptures are saying and what God means to us. That had a heavy influence on me. I was very involved in Sunday school, youth groups, and a few other things. And in those days, young guys, we didn't have all the stuff that you have meet available. If we wanted to meet and see people and talk about what God was doing in our lives, we went to youth groups that met on a monthly basis. And you got to travel. We'd drive from one little town, to the next church. And it was through that that I found the love of God for me personally. Baptized into the church at the age of 12. Now, we didn't have a baptistry in the little church I was in, so we waited to summer to baptize. And I see a lot of heads shaking for some of our mature group here. Baptized in Edward Wicker's pond. Still remember to this day. Wade out there and mud's up above your ankles. Didn't stop the preacher. James Dwight Griffith dunked us. Turned out to be a heck of a church picnic after the dunking was over with. And those are the things that I remember about my youth. As I said, I was active in the youth group at one time, and I shared this with Josh, and a couple of you know this already. At one time, I felt that I was called to the ministry, and I spent a couple of years toying with that. At the age of 16, 17, eventually 18, you know, you wonder. God and I made a deal. When I turned 18, I was going into the Army. And when I got out, and at that time I was probably anticipating about 3 years, when I was got out, I was going to use that money to do what? Go to seminary. Well, after I'd been in the Army for a year, I married a young lady. That was over 58 years ago. We left East Texas and didn't go back. And she still says today, I'm not going back to East Texas. We visit, but she's not going to live there. I think God's influence on me in my early days came in the form of a man named Tom Penny. Have you ever seen anybody preacher with about 68 hadn't missed a Sunday school day? In the old Baptist churches, we used to do that. If you went a year and didn't miss a day of Sunday school, you got a pen. Tom Penny had over 60 of those. He also had three good-looking women, too, in terms of his daughters. And I'll be perfectly honest, that was one of the reasons why I went to Sunday school and youth and all those other programs. Now, this was long before I met Louise, okay? But that certainly helped. But Mr. Penny was a big influence. And I find that God, throughout my life, has placed me in the places, situations, placed people in those situations with me to help keep me on the path and keep me straight and keep me going in his direction, not mine. Although I will be honest with you and tell you, there are many years that I tried not to go in the direction he was pushing me. I was a high school dropout. Yes. Ran into a gentleman by the name of Master Sergeant David W. Perry. I worked for him, and he called me into his office shortly after I got there and said, I understand you don't have a high school diploma. I can't say exactly what he said here, Pastor, because it'd be very inappropriate, okay? But bottom line was, is get down to the education center right now. Take care of that. Did. Didn't stop, didn't hesitate. And you say, well, what does that have to do? God puts those people there to influence us, to cause us to do the things that he wants us to do. I did. I got promoted very quickly in the military. I was enlisted in those days. And I had made E5 in less than 2 years. Louise and I went to Panama for a few months. Our son was born there. I couldn't get promoted. I applied for officer candidate school. Don't ask me where that came from, other than I guess I was getting a little gritty, but I find that, and I feel that God was present there, because what happened was that I had a friend. He said, you ought to think about applying for it. It's wide open. We need officers. Yeah, I found out 2 years later why. Many of you went there and served, just like I did. We were getting ready for Vietnam. That friend said, put in your application. And I need it right now, today. I did. That was on a Monday. On Friday, Louise and I were on an airplane headed back to the States. In the meantime, I had gone through a board to be selected. Nobody had moved that fast before. God, I know, was present. Pushed me through that because I kind of drug my feet a little bit. As I said, went to officer candidate school, was commissioned. That created some problems because the United States Army, or any of the military services, all want your officers to have college degrees. And I just told you, I just got a high school GED. That's all I had. I spent a couple of years in the States training basic trainees. The older guys, if you, during that period of time, if you went through Fort Polk, Louisiana, in the 64 to 66, that's where I was at. That's because I had prior experience. Okay. I did two tours in Vietnam, and it was in Vietnam that as a company commander, I knew God was with me. There were so many opportunities for things to happen that I could not be here today if he had not intervened. Josh, you need to ring a bell or something here before I get too far along. I won't go into all the details, but I will share one thing with you. And this is how I know that God was present and God was directing me in what I was doing. I was a company commander. I was in a light infantry guy. I never had any heavy stuff. I was in the light. That means you walk with everything on your back. And occasionally you get to ride a helicopter. And being company commander, my job was to direct traffic. So therefore, went forward as far forward as I could get from where the helicopters were landing, directed that traffic coming in. Got him in. I went over to pick up my rifle. I had laid my rifle up against a pineapple dike. Something said, "Don't touch it. Call it whatever you want to." It wasn't one of my troops. They weren't standing there. But just as clear as a bell, as I told Josh the other day, something said, "Don't touch it." Long story short is, it was laying across a tripwire. Had I picked up that rifle, as we found out after we blew it up later, me and quite a few other people wouldn't be there today. God was watching over me. Louise and I had two children. This is where it gets tough. As most of you know, we had a daughter who was deaf. Louise went through most of the hassle and haggle with dealing with military doctors, trying to convince them, in our case, that she was not mentally retarded. Took 5 years for her to finally convince the doctors. As the doctor came out from having tested her hearing and says, "Ain't nothing wrong with your daughter other than she's deaf. She can't hear." And that's what it turned out to be. But Shanna was our angel. I keep remembering. She wanted to be a member of the Cheap Trick Band. Cheap Trick. You know, I know today, because those of you who do not know, she passed away at 51 from a heart attack. She's singing in God's Cheap Trick Band. Well, that led us to raising three grandchildren. One's here this morning. Fun and games in today's modern society, as you parents know. But we have managed it. And it's only through the grace of God that we did that, got through there. I started out as Baptist, as I told you. Got one last war story to tell you, preacher, and then I got to, then I'll quit.
Excuse me.
My last assignment on active duty was with the U.S. Pacific, or U.S. Army Pacific Command in Hawaii. We lived in Ala Manu Military Reservation. Ala Manu is the largest Department of Defense housing facility in existence, or at least it was at that time. This has been 30 years or so ago, okay? Can you believe there was no chapel in that entire facility? And here we have the bulk of the military, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, living in this facility. I met a chaplain named Bill Greenwald. He was the post chaplain. And we were meeting in a metal building about the size of this pulpit area up here. And that was the entire chapel for the, I don't know how many there, but thousands. Got involved. Like me, I usually say, what's going on? And when you say that, people grab you. We used old World War II ammunition bunkers after we cleaned them out, of course, as Sunday school rooms, storage. And they finally gave us another Butler building, as they're called. You know, the military guys, you're familiar with Butler buildings. Gave us another Butler building, so we had two buildings to grow it in. Well, Louise and I are going to be going back to Hawaii here for our wedding shortly, and we're going to go back. They do now have a chapel, a nice big chapel, to accommodate those people. But, you know, Bill's thing was, he said, you know, man, he says, when you go home, he says, you ain't going back to a Baptist. He says, you're going to become a Presbyterian, because he was Presbyterian. Okay? Albeit, he was a Cumberland Presbyterian. Nothing there. But he says, you're going to be a Presbyterian. Louise and I looked for Baptist churches in San Antonio after I retired and went to San Antonio to teach. Every Sunday, we passed the Presbyterian Church, one of them, looking for Baptist churches. We did that for six months. And like I said, every Sunday, we passed that Presbyterian Church. That particular Sunday morning, in about October of 1988, we were sitting at that red light waiting to change, looking for another Baptist church to visit. Looked at each other and says, why not? And we turned right. Church was the fifth. They've changed their name now. In the meantime, God saw fit to call me to do elder work. Now, that's church where you had to have a year between terms, okay? But for five in a row, worked with Christian Ed. And I'm back now to Sunday school. Firm believer that that's where God moves in us personally, spiritually. I encourage you to get involved. God led us here. God sustains us. And through the grace of God, we get the privilege of serving him.